Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Day. I wish we could play the whole
playing.
Thing.
Why can't we?
God just rules there. Song of the day.
Party off Spotify.
I know. Peace on Earth / Little Drummer Boy by David Bowie and Bing Crosby from 1977. 464-5685. 1 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
It's a 10 plus. It's the number one
show before.
It's the number one song. It's I love all of Bing's. Matter of fact, I'll talk about this more after the holidays on some Bing Crosby stuff.
Okay.
It was a tease. Some Bing Crosby stuff coming in. Your voice is coming back.
That did sound
coming
better.
Back.
The lozenge.
The lozenger. I said get a lozenger. Just keep hammering those lozenges. We're back.
You pointed at Jake to sing.
I did.
Oh, it's priceless.
He nailed it, too.
Peace on Earth.
He did. Peace on Earth.
You did. He did. Jake's got a good voice.
Did you see the way he kind of...
He's got a legit voice.
Incredible posture.
I did.
Legit voice.
Yes.
I set up for that one, yeah.
He did set up for that. Oh,
what,
Steve?
What'd you give it?
I give it a 10 plus.
Okay.
And it's a layup.
I just hope people... enjoy the show half as much as I do. Because we'll be in good shape.
Hey, I was ready for it. I saw the point. I was ready to roll.
Jake is David Bowie.
Today was.
Bill is Bing. Yeah. Jake is David Bowie.
It's a 10. It's really good, actually. It's a really good song.
Yeah. It's very good.
Rudy's going to love it.
Rudy's not here, though.
he chimed in yesterday.
Rudy chimed in yesterday. Rudy texted him for songwriting yesterday.
Dead serious.
All of a sudden, Rudy's texted him from San Antonio.
Oh, my God. Hello, Rudy.
Hello, dead serious. Hello, Rudy. Rudy's going to give it an 8-8, I think.
Where
are you, Rudy?
I haven't seen him yet. He's probably sleeping in still. But we do have some ratings here.
He might be at the Alamo. Well, you don't know if he went to the Alamo.
Might be in the Riverwalk right now.
Riverwalk,
possibly.
Yeah.
Eric and Hickman says 8. Says Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah.
Kyle and Hooper, 9-7. Bill and Bennett, 9-5. 12 from Kyle in Boston. 12.
Wow, 12. That's
Boston.
A high score.
Mike and Dalton says, oddest pairing ever, but it works. 10.
Oh, it works now. Yeah.
Husker Mike says, Christmas Gold, 9-5. Gavin and Pender, 10. Marcus, 10. Jennifer, 9. Hubby, 7. Merry Christmas, they say.
Hubby, the 7.
Oh, he's lower than Jennifer.
Yeah. Oh, he's making a point.
Now, I'm not sure I can agree with the terminology from Sandy and Beaver Crossing. She says, my mom is smiling from above, a Christmas Eve banger. Is that song a banger? It's a great song. I don't know if it's a banger.
It's a banger. I'm going to say it's a banger.
Why is that policeman staring in there?
I'm going to have to probably get a lozenger, Steve. I don't
Here.
Probably saying, what's happening there at Christmas Eve? People are working right now?
Yeah.
Vernon Dakin, 7-3. Big B says 10. Sean in Omaha says 7-1. Cherry Bomb, -1.
The Bomb?
The Bomb.
Cherry Bomb went -1.
Went after Bowie?
Bowie and Crosby.
And Crosby.
And Bing.
What are you doing?
That's dangerous to me.
That's dangerous to me. Imagine that one. Well, this morning, if I get a chance, I'm going to attack David Bowie and Bing Crosby. I'm going to go after
minus
him.
-1.
-1 on that song. Merry Christmas, Cherry Bomb. Christian in New York City, 8.6.
NYC.
I don't see that one very often.
No, thank
Boston
you.
Boston in New York City.
Yeah. Now, this person was not listening when Bill brought this song up a year or two ago. Triple H's dad says, I've never heard that version before. Nine. We played that for Bill's Thrills a year or two ago.
So it might have been last year, maybe.
Might have been last year.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, it's my favorite.
Someone says 10, peaceful. Kurt in Northern Kentucky says, great choice for Christmas Eve. 10 on that one.
It was from Kentucky.
I better look at YouTube real quick before we
move on.
Anybody
Lincoln?
Anyone
from Lincoln?
A couple Lincolnites there. Genghis, who's not Lincoln, says 9-5. Great duet. Great songs. Heyman, 9-7-5 from Florida right now.
He's in la-di-da.
He's in la-di-da.
Okay.
Albert 10 on YouTube. Bolt, 9-2-5.
Okay.
He's festive right now.
Very
happy.
Festive.
Brad, 9-5. The conservative Husker, 4-5 on that one.
Very conservative.
Nelson Montana, 8-4. And Kathy Woody.
Woody.
Says 10.
Woody, remember when you and me would play Blue Christmas?
She says 10 behind Blue Christmas, Bill. That's what she says.
Sing it.
I'm a heaven of blue.
Nice.
Keep going.
Christmas without
pretty
you.
Good, Bill.
That was really good.
That was well done.
You and Jake both can sing.
Could do a duet.
Hey, Rick, I'm going to Sauter Heyman today.
What if?
Hey, Heyman got me on that you can spend $300 in there.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. He got me on that.
Does that have to be
I didn't
a couple
know you
thousand?
Could go that low.
You need to be a couple thousand in there. Yeah, you can.
I didn't know you could go that low.
We could maybe rebuild it because in the video they have like Bing's there and David Bowie knocks on the door and he comes in and they talk a little bit. We could do the whole thing. Maybe we could read and I'll be Bing and he could be David Bowie.
Just
we could read
out
it.
Here.
Yeah,
I'm coming here.
I'm coming to your house.
You're coming
it's
to
Bing's
my house.
House.
All of a sudden, knock on the door like down in Vienna.
Reenact it.
Yeah,
right
reenact
the whole mill.
They got a drink. You know, they're having a beverage before they sing together.
Then you got to point at Jake.
Yes. Yep. Peace on earth. Yeah, God, I would do it.
He hit it too. Peace on earth. Ready. He was ready. Yes. Thank you, Jake.
Got some gifts out there.
Who are you waving at?
Somebody came in. I think that's Kevin. Kevin Breaker. Kevin brought in some gifts over there.
Thank you.
God, Bill, one thing Bill missed real quick.
Yeah.
Chris and Derek.
On Monday?
Having coffee.
Yeah, Chris at the Baldwin shop and Derek in a car. Worlds collided. They sat for like 2 hours chatting over here on Monday. Dead serious.
About sports. That's,
yep. About Nebraska football for next year, about Nebraska football in general.
Worlds collided.
They sat and had coffee for 2 hours.
Well, yesterday I got concerned because we had lost McSafety. Couldn't find him. Well, he's up talking to Luke. He was up at the counter. Him
was
and
here
Luke
yesterday?
Were in. Yeah,
McSafety was here. He brought donut holes as usual.
Donut holes as usual.
And orange juice.
Orange juice and some conversation from his fishing trip.
Which was rough go.
He had a stomach issue.
Had a rough go.
Had a rough go. His stomach
food poisoning.
Issue.
About that.
Yes, yes.
He had food poisoning on the ice. I mean, come on, Dennis.
What does that mean, by the way? What do you mean by
let
that?
Let your mind go from there.
Good God.
That's all I'll give you. song of the day, again, is Peace on Earth, David Bowie and Bing Crosby from 1977.
That was good.
I got to get the mailbag music pulled up. It's Christmas Eve. I don't have all my things ready here. Hang on a second.
Play Blue Christmas.
I wish I had that ready to roll. Okay, it is time, without further ado, for the bag.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey, here we go. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, God.
No.
On Christmas Eve of all
days? Imagine that one. Hey, kids, rewrap the presents. They're heading back. Financial strife is hit. No, not with Will.
Don't you dare open that. Send it back.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Keep the receipts, kids. Nope, not with Will.
If you want to avoid that
Applied.
This Christmas, I would consider going to our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.8% retention rate.
Jeez.
They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. Free consultation available at AppliedConnective.com.
And physical security, too. Cameras. They're important.
Yep.
First question from Brian says, simple question. What is, you know, Thanksgiving is about turkey. What is the go-to food you must have for Christmas in your family? Is there one that you need to
have? We have a tradition,
Brian,
on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
That's always that my dad makes oyster stew. I'm not really a big participant in that.
Why not?
Yeah, I'd be out of that too.
And I'm okay saying, but that's our big thing. He made it yesterday. Him and Bo Schindler, his grandson, spent all day yesterday preparing the oyster stew, and this was a big deal. And I just don't do that. Yeah, it's not my deal. But that's our tradition, is oyster stew. And then I've seen Christmas, go both ways, but in general, with us, it's Shin Daddy, and he does prime rib.
That, now yeah. I'm in that one.
He's a prime rib. That's been more our tradition. We are that's more not, in
are
the
these
red
usually
meat.
Food traditions.
Yes. Usually food could be beverage also.
Yes.
Well, we're Tom, and then Tom and Jerry's are done on Christmas morning.
What constitutes
Tom and Jerry? Is kind of like the hot buttered rum. It's a little different, but it's a sweeter batter with hot water and alcohol.
I'd like to try that, Bill.
You'd like it, Tom and Jerry.
I think I would.
Yeah, you'd like it.
Tom and Jerry. Yeah. Oyster stew sounds really good to me, by the way. What's
are you serious? That sounds good to you?
I love oysters.
Yeah. So you'd like this, yeah.
I would not.
I guarantee you would like
it. No, I love oysters.
I would not partake, but I'm glad that you would. Caramel rolls, Christmas Day morning. That's the tradition, and they're good. Homemade.
Well, we'll be having that. You know why? Because of Sam. Because of Randy.
But those are combo. That's caramel slash cinnamon roll. These are just caramel. And those are incredible, by the way. No shot at those.
You'll be having caramel rolls on Christmas morning?
Oh, I will. Tomorrow morning, I'll be dining on caramel rolls.
I'll sit
in my stomach for days. I don't care.
They're a heavy one.
Sit in your stomach?
Yes. It's,
what did the Sipples have on like Christmas Eve or Christmas
it's
Day?
It's not. I mean, there's no standard thing. Yeah. I mean, I always miss
like it. Enchiladas. Would you have enchiladas for Christmas morning?
You should. You should try that. Make that a new tradition.
Spaghetti.
I hope I'm not missing something. Yeah. No, it's just pretty standard stuff. The cookies I mention all the time. That's the main thing.
Okay. Next up from Kevin.
He didn't add much there, Steve. Try to pick up a little bit.
He's not sure what he has. It's not a common
he's
thing.
He's got COVID. He's got COVID-19.
Don't say it.
Kevin says, a year or two ago, sips it on the air that he has never had a glass or sip of wine.
No, I said I had a sip. I've never had a glass.
Well, Kevin says, do you think that will ever change until the day you die?
Leo bought me California wine. Leo, my neighbor.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's Sophie's dad. Knocked on the door and gave me a nice big, what do you call it, a bottle of wine?
It's a bottle.
It's a bottle. What do you call it? It's glass. It's kind of...
It holds liquid.
Holds liquid and it kind of crescendos to the top.
It's from California.
Yeah.
From California.
So you might partake in
it? It's got a cork in it.
I don't know. I'll probably... I mean, I
don't re-gift that one. He wants to see you drink that. Maybe he knows you don't drink wine very often. Bill, do you drink wine ever or not?
I have, but not really. Okay. There'll be times I'll be going, like, you know what? I'm just going to have a glass of wine at the house. Laura will be having maybe a glass. I'll have a glass of wine.
Wow.
I drink like one drink, and I just hand it over to her. Here you go.
I take my sip. It's all for you.
Trix likes wine.
Yeah, then you go ahead and have at it.
Trix will go right after the wine. I don't know. I've never had a full glass. I can say that safely.
Okay. Yeah. But you don't think that would change by the time you next
No, I don't think wine's something you jump into at
our
age.
I don't think you do either.
I think we
either have it or you don't.
We've moved past the wine time. That's yeah.
By the way, yeah. A lot of support in the text line for Oyster Stew all of a sudden.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Oyster Stew is amazing. It's awesome. My grandma makes it every Christmas. I've never had it. Maybe I should try it.
Here's the part that I don't understand is that like my family loves Oyster Stew. It only appears one time a year. It'd be out like the caramel roll. I'm going to have more than just one time a year.
No.
Or whatever like that. I'm going to have.
Now you're getting into some controversy there.
Oh, controversy.
I mean, it's a one-time thing. Is there a lot of saltines involved?
There's saltines, yes.
This is really annoying, by the way.
The oyster cracker.
The voices get back a little bit. It's made some strides.
Strides.
Last one here. This is from Ryan. Says, okay, in terms of bowl travel, of course, this game's on New Year's Eve. Bill, you've been in bowls all for many years. Sip, you've gotten in bowls forever as well. Do you prefer missing Christmas or missing New Year's for bowl game?
Ooh.
Obviously,
you prefer?
Which one's better? You're going to miss one of them.
Oh. Your goal is, for a lot of the bowl games, I probably had 10 or so of my career where you missed both.
Yeah.
Where it was like you were the game was on New Year's Day, and you were already in place before Christmas. So I used to always say you never want to be home for Christmas. That was always the thing, because that way you're always in a bowl game.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you could be home for Christmas, and you might leave right after it. You never want to be home for Christmas. That was always your goal, to miss. You just wanted to miss Christmas because you're in a bowl game. But a lot of them, I was able to miss both, and that was awesome. It was.
That's an interesting answer.
Well, yeah, because, I mean,
Not expected.
Yeah, in your career now, you want. Yeah, it wasn't like going.
True.
I mean, there's never time. I remember, like my wife, and, what a joke. I go to the Fiesta Bowl. We're staying at this resort, I guess. On Christmas Eve, I'm like, no, it's awesome. You know, we got to go to the Sugar Bowl.
Not that bad.
Got to go to Orange Bowl. I went to four of them or whatever. It's like, I got to go to the Orange Bowl. No, pretty sweet.
Weren't you in L.A. for like 2 weeks once?
Oh, my God, yes.
Or 2.5 weeks?
Yes, 16 days. Miami, same thing, 14 days. A couple times Phoenix like that. Yeah, it was crazy. I definitely don't mind missing New Year's Eve. I don't mind that at all. This year, I'll basically miss it.
You will.
Oh, I would.
You'll be writing the whole time and then flying out
Blue
the next day.
Blue Christmas again.
Yes.
Sing no. Blue Christmas.
I'm out for right now. I'm taking a time out.
Woody's here.
She is here.
Yes.
That's the mailbag. Sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. AppliedConnective.com. Woody's trying to walk away. We got to talk before she walks away.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
She's being respectful.
Yes, I guess so. When we come back, hour two, we've got some Grinches in college football.
Yes, we do.
We'll tell you who they are next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.